the other stories in this collection accompanying Candide have been chosen for one simple reason. They're the funniest stories that Voltaire wrote apart from Candide. Micromega is a cautionary tale about mega intellectual arrogance, about the way in which we think we know it all. And the story is especially satirical about philosophers and theologians. But it's also a story in praise of how little human beings do in fact come to know big things, and in particular, thanks to Newton and Newtonian science. And where just recently the skies seemed totally inscrutable and inexplicable, now to someone like Voltaire, who has read Newton's Principia, the stars seem to be in their allotted space and the whole of the sky seems to point to a divine hand. So the lesson of the story, in a way, is that we should know our place between, as it were, the mega proportions of the sky and the pettiness of human concerns. Zadig is a spoof of the Oriental tale, and more especially a sophisticated debunking of the easy, lazy notion that virtue and honour somehow automatically lead to happiness. This is really that Zadig was the first major story, philosophical tale, that Voltaire wrote, and he wrote it in the 1740s, following his own experience as a courtier at the court of Louis XV, where he'd been persuaded to go by his partner, Madame du Châtelet. And the story reflects his deep disillusion with dancing attendance on a king, and on the pettiness, the superficiality of court life, the arbitrariness of the king's whims, and of the way in which the court, like the country, is governed. Having been subsequently to Frederick the Great's court, Voltaire then added a couple of chapters subsequently, which show his disillusionment with courts even more strongly, and also call into doubt any notion that there is, as it were, rhyme and reason in human destiny. Increasingly, as Voltaire gets older, he feels that what happens to us is contingent and random. The Ingenue is the story of the noble savage, is in a way a takeoff of the idea of the noble savage, is a hit at Rousseau's ideas about natural man. Because the noble savage in question here, a Huron from the wild reaches of Canada, may in fact be a Frenchman who has simply been deprived of all the terrible effects of a French education. So the ingenue, in a way, is a hero. He's a hero of common sense. But he does need an education, a proper education, which he happens in the story to get when he's placed in the Bastille and has a lot of time to read some books. At the same time, the story is a critique of the sentimental novel, and particularly a critique of the depiction of female virtue presented by Rousseau in La Nouvelle Héloïse and by Richardson in Clarissa and in Pamela. And for Voltaire, essentially, this extraordinarily idealistic presentation of female virtue is ultimately inhumane because it is creating an impossible ideal and causing people like the heroine herself to feel that in allegedly sinning, she has destroyed her soul. And finally, The White Bull, which is a very late story, one of Voltaire's last stories, is a kind of checklist of all the absurdities that he found in the Old Testament. He and Madame du Châtelet used, in earlier days, to read through the Old Testament to find the most absurd or disgusting passages in order to undermine, of course, the authority of this book upon which the Church, in part, founded its authority. And so there is a lot of fun to be had here as Jonah's whale turns up in the River Nile along with sundry other animals that figure in the Old Testament. At the same time, it is a veiled, a very veiled political allegory of Louis XV and his dealings with the Parlement, that's to say with the law courts that were an alternative source of power in his reign.